schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we're back here in Springdale as Mount Home trails 17-10 after one quarter of play. One in which the Lady Bombers had a lot of turnovers. It will be Lady Bombers' ball to start this. This is a good team as Mount Home is facing this defense. Moore is going to get it into Anderson. She's going to get it back, and she's going up top against McCoy. Ball's going to go left side. Coleman. Coleman go to the top of the key. She's going to dribble it now to the right side. Top of the key, Anderson. Thinks about the shot. Thinks better of it. Mitchell tries the backdoor pass to Coleman. Coleman, great job saving that ball into Lakin Moore. Three on the left side. That is good.
Great play. That pass is a little off from Witten when she was running baseline. She saved it while she jumped out of bounds. And Lakin hit the three.
Carolinda Hudson gets it over to Ramirez. Ramirez drives the lane, tries to go up for the layup. It is no good. Battle for the rebound is going to go off the hands of Livy Fosness. It's going to stay with Springdale. Jaylee Yonker is going to check in for Lakin Anderson. Charlene Hudson checks back in for Springdale Lady Bulldogs as Tori Miller takes a seat. Charlene Hudson is going to inbound it to Carolinda Hudson. I don't know if they're sisters, but it'd be cool if they were. McCoy, deep three, right side, no good. Mitchell, here's the rebound. Mitchell back quickly with it from Mount Home. She's pressing the issue. Skip pass tries to go to the left side of Coleman. Coleman saves it again. Throws it out to Lakin Moore. Moore tries to go down low to Livy Fosness, and there were three Springdale Lady Bulldogs down there as they take the pass from her. Charlene Hudson comes up, top of the key, gets it to McCoy. McCoy going one-on-one, step back. Jumper is long. Livy Fosters this time secures the rebound for the Lady Bombers. 6:41 left here in this second quarter as Brooklyn Mitchell pushes the issue, tries to throw a skip pass across to the left corner. Jaylee Yonkers had her feet set, but the pass was wide over and travels out of bounds. Addison Ferris checks in for Whitten Coleman, and Lakin Anderson also comes in for the Lady Bombers, giving Lakin Moore a breather. Sorry, Matt.
No, I can see the Lady Bombers, I'm sure Coach Leonard told this at the break, they're trying to push the ball down so they don't have as much pressure in the backcourt. Trying to get that down a little bit quicker, and I think that's what Brooklyn was trying to do.
Yeah, just pass.
Yep.
Just a little wide over.
That's
right. 17-13 here, 6:26 left in this first half. Hudson, Charlene going to go one-on-one with Mitchell. Mitchell stays in front of her, makes her step back, take the jumper. Good box out by Brooklyn. Comes away with the rebound, and she's going to get it to Livy Fosness. Now Mitchell's going to get it back. Got the drum line or something going on the left up here. You got about six students pounding on the side. Yonker is going to take the ball at the top of the key. She's trying to go one-on-one, and they're going to call a travel. Jayla is just getting hounded when she gets the ball. As Whitten Coleman quickly back in, she's going to replace Brooklyn Mitchell.
Yeah, there was a lot of hands in there reaching for that ball. I'm not so sure. They were just hitting the ball. Looked like some elbow, some wrist, an ear. I don't know, maybe a calf.
A lot of hands.
There's a lot going on.
She's got to be strong with that ball. Something Jayla will get better with as this game goes on, I bet. Charlene Hudson pulls back. Three. Short. No good. Yonkers. Rebound. She has it stolen from her. Owen steals it. Goes up. Takes the bump from Jayla Yonkers. Yonkers had the rebound. Carolinda Hudson takes it from her. They are going to get a foul on Jayla Yonkers. That is her second. Team's first of this second quarter. It's going to send Carolina Hudson to the line, shooting two. Her first free throw is up. It is good. Lady Bulldogs leading. Anna McCarn also comes in for Livy Fosness. Lakin Anderson comes in, replaces Jaylee Yonkers. Second free throw up. It is good. 19-13. As Coleman tries to get the ball into Lakin Moore. Lakin, it goes away from her. It is stolen by Charlene Hudson. Hudson then gets the ball down low to number 23, Madden Brooks. Brooks makes the two, 21-13. Keys to the game are turnovers. Springdale is going to come and double-team Lakin. Lakin's going to get both feet in the paint. Spin move. It is up. It is good.
Yeah, that was a really good take by Lakin. We needed to answer there, and we did.
Yep. Springdale's going to send two or three guys at you every time you have the ball. Mountain Home needs to be ready for it. Kiara Owens going to go one-on-one. Addison Ferris, great defense for the Lady Bombers as Lakin Anderson secures the rebound as Owens' shot goes wide. It's a running jump from Springdale. Anderson has it on the left wing. Kicks it up top. Ferris. She's going to hit Moore on the right wing. Moore up top. Coleman, three-pointer on its way. Rolls around. No good. Addison Ferris fighting for the rebound. It is going to be a jump ball as it is going to go the way of Springdale here.
Yeah, that's a good play by Addison Ferris to fight for that offensive board. It'll change the possession to next time.
Yeah, that we'll, that's get right. We'll get it. Yeah.
Yep. That always comes back to play. That's a good hustle play.
Kaya McCoy and Arkaya Dixon check in for the Springdale Lady Bulldogs. They are going to be joined by Charlene Hudson and Madden Brooks. Brooks going to have it at the top of the key. She's going to hit Charlene Hudson. She's going to drive, both feet in the paint. Floater's going to be up, no good. Rebound's going to come away to number 20, Arkaya Dixon. That is over the top of Anna McCarn. McCarn lost the battle for the rebound, and McCarn's going to foul her, sending Dixon to the line to shoot two.
Number 22, Arkaya Dixon.
It's McCarn's first foul. First free throw rolls around. No good for Dixon. Checking in, Livy Fosness as Anna McCarn's going to come out. We're just getting outworked on the rebound by people shorter than us, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
21-15. Springdale's a second free throw's up, and Livy Fosness gets a rebound over the top of hers. Owens gets the board. Goes up, no good. Dixon comes in, gets the rebound over the top of Ferris, and she's going to put it up and get two.
That was their seventh offensive rebound, Brad.
Moore has the ball in the backcourt. Going one-on-one on Brooks. Gets it across the timeline. Gets down low to Livy Fosness. Fosness going to take the harm. It's going to be no call, and she's going to put it up for two. 23-17, six-point game. Here in this with 3:45 left in the half. It's a game you feel like it's been dominated by Springdale. You look up, it's only a six-point game.
It's 6 points. I think we've made one three-pointer, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
So
McCoy going to set the offense in motion as they're going to find Owens' right corner, no good. She's going to miss the three-point. Moore's going to come away with the rebound. 3:20 left in the half. Mountain Home setting up the offense. Coleman has it right wing. Dribbling to the top of the key. It's Moore. Moore going to go around Owens' drive, take the foul, and she is going to go up and miss the shot. They're going to get McCoy here with a foul. That's all right.
I love that from Lakin. She was taken in no matter what. She was either going to make it or draw the foul, and she drew the foul. Now she'll make her free throws.
And we got a lane violation. They handled the ball to Lakin Moore. Livy Fosness tried to leave the lane while Lakin had the ball. Mental mistake, and Livy's looking at it right now saying, my bad, Lakin, sorry. And Lakin's like, you're okay. So that first free throw will not count. Second free throw on the way is up. It is going to go around and no good. So Mountain Home comes up empty. 3 minutes left here in the half. 23-17, Mountain Home trailing. Mountain Home will switch to a 1-3-1 here, trying to put a little pressure on Springdale. Ball's going to go right wing. Vaughn, three-pointer up. No good, but Owen's going to come away with the rebound. She's just going to dive for the second rebound as she misses the putback. It's going to be kicked back to McCoy. McCoy is going to drain the three. Two offensive rebounds leading to a wide-open three for Springdale. That's the name of the game right now for them.
Yeah, Brad, I feel like they're working a little bit harder.
Ball's going to go down low as Libby Fosters tries to come away with it. It's going to be taken from her from Kiara Owens. Owens back quickly. pull up, free throw line extended, shot on its way, no good. Libby Faustins comes away with the rebound. She gets it out to Moore. Moore bringing it up on Allie Vaughn. 2:08 left here in this opening half. Mountain Home down 9. Moore is going to take the ball. She's going to get the ball stolen from her. Owens drives in. Layup. Good. Sorry, that's Kyra Dixon. Kyra Dixon takes the steal, goes defense to offense as she comes down. Springdale on a run, and Coach Leonard calls timeout. He calls timeout. We're going to take it with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Matt, got to play a little Taylor right here. Mountain Home's got to shake it off.
Yeah, they're going to shake it off.
They've come out and they have faced some pressure from the Springdale Lady Bulldogs. Mountain Home's trailing 28-17 here with 1:55 left in this half. And Springdale's just all over Mountain Home. They're just outworking them on the offensive and defensive rebounds.
Yeah, right now Springdale's got 9 offensive rebounds that have led to 12 to 14 points. That's the difference in the game, right?
It is,
there.
Big time. A lot of open threes.
And those rebounds are coming from working a little bit harder.
Yep. Lakin's going to try to bring the ball up along the right side as Kiara Owens is going to knock the ball out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home's ball on the sideline. Inbound, triggered. Back to Moore, who was the passer. She's going to put a three up. It's going to be good.
That's a great set play right there.
Get the ball into Jaylee Yonkers, but back quickly is Springdale. Vaughn is going to drive the ball. She is going to be fouled.
Yeah, it looks like she just tripped.
Yeah. They're going to get Whitten Coleman, as she was the person closest to her. That's her first foul. Team's third here of this second quarter. 28-20. Ball's going to be inbounded to Hudson. Hudson's going to put up a deep three. No good. Coleman going to fight for the ball. She's on the ground. It is going to be a jump ball, but it is going to go by the way of Mountain Home. Once again, Addison Ferris down here on that rebound, tying that ball up, gave us a possession right here. Good job by her. That's come back now for Mountain Home.
That was good effort on Witten's behalf there, too. I haven't seen a lot of our girls getting down and dirty on the floor, and she dove right on that. That could be a big possession here.
Need a score here to cut this as Yonkers hits the ball, top of the key, kicks it over now to Mitchell. Mitchell down to Moore. Moore trying to set up the offense. Got it to Coleman's hands at the top of the key. She hands off to Mitchell. 13 on the shot clock. Mitchell, nice rip through as she gets through the lane. Floater down the line. That's Brooklyn's first 2 points of the night. Cutting his lead to 6, 28-22. Just under a minute left here in this first half. Ball skipped. Left corner. McCoy puts it up. No good. Springdale just gets the rebound over Mountain Home again. Hudson puts it up. No good. McCoy comes away with the offensive rebound. They kick it out top. It is going to be in the hands of Hernandez. Hernandez is going to put the shot up, and they're going to get a foul on the floor as Coleman was battling for the rebound. They're going to say she hooked McCoy, and McCoy is going to go the line. No, that's going to be the fourth team foul. It's Whitten's second foul.
It looked like she was just blocking out, but yeah. I have to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not so sure that Kramer got that one right.
And Coach Leonard is hot about that. Yeah. Honestly, Mountain Home sets up the offense. Anna McCarn gets lost on the defensive side as Kiara Owens comes from the backside wide open, puts up 2 points. Springdale trying to get a pressure as Moore drives, gets it down low to McCarn. McCarn's going to go to work. Put it up. No good. Battle for her own rebound. Kick it out. Lakin Moore. High arching three. No good. Springdale comes away with the rebound. We got a player down here. Looks like she fell and hit her head. McCoy going to drive. Put the ball up. No good. Moore's going to pull up the rebound. Now they're going to stop play as we got a player down.
Yeah.
Well, didn't see what happened down here. She's kind of rolling around. That is Adriana Hernandez that is down. Springdale's coaches and their trainers are out there with him. Matt, we're just right now. It's just a just getting outworked here for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to see the Lady Bombers when they do pull down the rebound. Some of these offensive rebounds that Springdale's picking up are just. They're just taken out of our hands.
After
right?
we get the rebound. Yeah,
so we just need to play a little bit stronger and know that once you get the ball, if you're on offense, there's going to be a lot of arms in there trying to take it away from you. So you just prepare yourself for that a little bit. And
Meadows does come off on her own power. She's being seen by a trainer. Mountain Home will inbound on the far baseline. 4.6 seconds left. Moore gets it into Anderson. Anderson dribbles, gets it to Yonkers. Yonkers is going to throw up a half-court shot, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds, and that's the way this first half is going to come to an end. Springdale Lady Bulldogs leading the Mountain Home Bombers 30-22 after one half of play. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox.